10 second detention.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Buffalo would have been better to get a Cam Salter than a Tommy Doyle. I didn't see Cam Salter drafted. Did you, Del? Did you see Cam Salter?
I don't believe he's a real person, John.
Well, David said he said Buffalo would have been better to get a Cam Salter.
That's David of the Mockingdales.
The Mockingdales.
Not a real person.
It's not. What? Cam
Salter. It's one of his fake players again.
Oh, he makes up names?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, they sound real.
So, 713-7803. Okay, let's keep going. Cleveland, what did you think of Greg Newsom, Owusu Koramoa, Anthony Schwartz, James Hudson? You like their draft or no?
I did. I think Greg Newsom is an instant starter. I think he's a very competitive ball hawk. Jeremiah Owusu Koramoa has a chance to be Rookie of the Year. He's not... Like, he doesn't have the instincts that Darius Leonard had.
Why'd he last till 52nd?
I don't know. I couldn't figure that out. He's 220-some-odd pounds, so he's a little lighter. But the other thing is that I think Isaiah Simmons struggling last year maybe scared some people off because he's kind of a safety linebacker hybrid. This guy hits like a freight train. He's a pass rusher. He can cover. I'm telling you, they stole him.
At 52.
The Browns absolutely stole him at 52.
Fast.
Schwartz has 4.2 track speed. He might be the fast. If he had a race.
He had a game against A&M that was unbelievable.
If he and Waddle had a 100-meter race, he's beaten Waddle.
Really?
Well, yeah. He's fast. Like, he is world-class fast.
Yeah,
he's like in a 10-1 100 meters. Really fast. But Auburn did a poor job of using him, I thought. He doesn't have very good hands. But I just think Auburn didn't do a good.
You can fix that, though.
Yeah, well, you live with it, too. It's like a home run hitter, right?
Andre Johnson didn't have hands either when he came out.
You know what? He strikes out a lot. Whatever.
Yeah.
You take your
chances. No, but he catches 1,000 balls a day. Yeah,
but Andre was, maybe you can catch it, but sometime when your technique or if your eyes, if you don't have good hand-eye coordination, that's probably not going to get a lot better. My whole thing is just get the ball in his hands and let him run.
Is Schwartz a good receiver? I mean, because at Auburn, there's no route tree at Auburn.
No.
We don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I think he'll be a better pro than college player.
Yes, yes. I think that they had a really nice draft.
And then
the Cowboys.
And then
how about this?
Yeah, I didn't really care about the rest of their draft. Oh, Dimitri Felton I liked. Dallas had a salty-ass sneaky
How about
draft.
They said, okay, watch this. We're going defense with the first six picks.
Okay, so I need to point this out. Micah Parsons, best defensive player in the draft. Maybe. Probably. Great chance to be Rookie of the Year. Leighton Vander Esch has been injured all the time. This could be your new middle linebacker in the face of the defense. Tough guy, all that stuff. He does have some issues behind the scenes with hazing teammates and having a little edge to him. Okay? I bring that up because the next pick, Kelvin Joseph, with the 12th pick of the second round, he quit at LSU. He quit at Kentucky, like in the middle of the year. At the end of the year, he goes, hey, coach, I'm just done, but I want to see if I could hang around. He's like, no, if you're going to quit, go. We don't want you here. He had bad 15-yard penalties where he just smacked receivers after plays at inopportune times. You have...
Perfect for the Cowboys.
Josh Ball, 11...
So is Michael Parsons.
Domestic violence, multiple domestic violence issues or charges, I guess. Incidents, I should say. It may have been with one girl. I think it was one girlfriend. Multiple incidents at Florida State. Was basically kicked out of Florida State. Went to Marshall. Starting caliber player. Drafted in the fourth round, which I thought he'd go fourth, fifth. He's a starting caliber tackle, but he has had multiple domestic abuse reports with his
girlfriend.
Yeah, but
Jabril Cox will straighten
sexual
all those
violence,
guys,
it was called.
Because, you know, that classy program at
Jabril
LSU.
But ball talented. Jabril Cox talented. Came from North Dakota State over to LSU.
Yeah.
Talented. The kid, Nashawn Wright, I think, is Nashawn Wright to me is
LSU. Because he went to LSU.
Okay. Nashawn Wright is a throwaway.
So did Kelvin Joseph.
Yeah, Kelvin Joseph started at LSU.
Yeah.
Nashawn Wright was kind of a.
No, they had to get rid of him.
Throwaway third round pick. I don't even know if he makes a team soon. But he was in Last Chance U. His brother, Rejon Wright, was on the Oakland team in the last version of Last Chance U, and Nashawn Wright was in the actual. Did you watch it, Dell?
No, I didn't see that one.
The Oakland version, did you? Yeah, so he was in there. He was featured in there. Yeah, but I think the Cowboys had a good draft.
All right, Denver. You like their draft.
I love Denver's draft. To me, Denver got longtime starters at rounds one, rounds two, rounds three. Baron Browning was a solid pick in the third round. I think Jamar Johnson is a future starter at safety in the fifth round. Seth Williams has a lot of talent, just lazy and doesn't seem to care about football all the time in a sixth, but whatever, that's a sixth. Kerry Vincent in the seventh round. LSU was MFing him in the building. They didn't like the kid, but they acknowledge he's extremely talented, and he is a tremendous athlete. Kerry Vincent could end up being a steal in the seventh round. Denver is an A-plus draft. That's a really good draft.
Detroit,
good draft. Brad Holmes, new general manager, his first draft. He had Penei Sewell fall right to him, took him, got a solid defensive tackle on Levi Amuzurike, and then right behind him, Aleem McNeil, who's a bigger, more physical nose. So you're rebuilding your interior there. I thought they got one of the steals of the draft in the cornerback, Ifeatu Melifonwu, in the late third round at pick 101.
You liked him all along.
Loved him all along. Amon-Ra St. Brown is just a solid professional wide receiver. Nothing stands out, but I think he's got a chance to be a good wide receiver three in the league. So I thought Detroit had a really, really good draft.
How difficult is this going to be on the Packers that they have Amari Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers?
It could be tough.
So you have two A Rodgers with D's in their name.
Do you think that Rodgers, the first one, will be upset not only that he has to stay with the Packers, but he also will now have to add an A and an R?
Yeah.
Because
so you're not even going to know Rodgers throwing to Rodgers. It's spelled the same way with the same first. He's going to have to be A.A. Rodgers now.
Well, and A.M. Right. Rodgers. I forgot he's an A-Ron. Aaron.
Right.
Because, you know, he's had that tight end named Rodgers on the roster, but now he has an A Rodgers on the roster, too.
A Rodgers.
So will he be upset about his jersey having a change in the back?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? He seems rather salty about everything.
I think it's going to say A.M. Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is not going to have any to change.
You sure
anything.
They won't put A initial?
It's just going to say Rodgers.
Or A.A. Rodgers.
And the other one will say A.M. Rodgers. You'll do whatever Aaron wants you to do right now. Ooh. Although, maybe not, because they're
drafting corners. They don't seem to do stuff like that.
The first day of the draft, and Aaron Rodgers is like, I was waiting until this day to let y'all know that I am going to request a trade.
Well, here's the deal.
Now, they're smart. They're not going to
apparently, it's either him or Gutekunst.
No, it's not.
Well,
do you think he'll retire? They're not getting rid of Gutekunst. If you believe in Gutekunst,
in Green Bay, I'm going to tell you this right now. They're all saying, get rid of Gutekunst.
After last year's draft, I might say that too. And frankly, after this year's draft.
You don't like Stokes or Myers?
Nah, you know what? They're okay. Stokes, too early for me. Myers is just a guy. To me, you could have found a guy in the fourth or fifth round to start at center for you. Loved Amari Rodgers. Royce Newman, I actually like. I think he's an underrated guard. Slayton, if he cares.
What about Kylan Hill falling all the way?
No, don't quit your team.
How about that? Chuba Hubbard and Kylan Hill, who went into last year as two of the biggest names, two of the biggest running back names in college football, falling to where did they draft Chuba? The fourth and seventh rounds.
Yep,
the two biggest names at running back in college football.
Kylan came back to school. Had he come out last year, I think he would have gone fourth round.
Yeah,
Kylan Hill. Chuba would have gone probably third, is my guess, what I was told.
Well, because they're running backs. So yeah. I mean,
Chuba's tape wasn't as good as the amount of yards he gained, but he still would have been drafted earlier, a little bit earlier than this year. Kylan killed himself not because he went back to school, because he quit, because he didn't do anything before he quit, and then he quit three or four games in. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And Mike Leach is like, okay. And all the teams just said, this guy's a quitter. If you quit, these guys who opt out in the middle of the season because they're going to go get their draft training on, I'm telling you now, you better really be good because teams just look at it like you're quitting on your teammates.
Yeah.
All you care about is yourself. For decades, and you better have the greatest workout of all time. If you've had all this time to work, like when Paris Ford, the guy from, there's a safety Pitt. From Pitt who quit, Paris Ford. Then he ran a 4.8 40 or 4.7 40. And my buddy with the Chiefs goes, if you quit in the middle of the season
and you run
to work it to get ready for the draft and you put together one of the worst workouts in the history of safeties, you ain't never getting drafted.
913 ESPN 97.5. We'll finish up on all of the different ones and we'll get back to the Texans. And we haven't even talked to Astros baseball. What a weekend. What a great weekend.
Your Keedy. Up until. My Keedy.
Oh, my our Keedy. Keedy. No, my Keedy.
Our Keedy.
Not your Keedy.
I mean, that's believe my his name was Cy Keedy.
He is Cy Keedy. That's what he is. And that's my guy. That's my Keedy.
Okay. And then we'll also talk about Lance McCullers. Yeah. My guy.
Yeah. No. We could talk about Lance. He looked great. He did. And I'm not jealous of it. You're jealous of her Keedy, though.
I'm not jealous.
It's time for you to talk right now about TGS.
TGS Insurance is your opportunity to get a homeowner's rate that is much lower than what you have now. I know a lot of you have been with the same company for more than 3 years in a row, and that's kind of the danger zone because once you start going more than every year, your number is going to go up. But once you start talking about 3, 4, 10 years in a row, you have seen that thing go up incrementally, and then they'll tell you, oh, we got you another discount because you bundled with this, and we got you a high school driver alert, and we got this, that, and the other. And then your homeowners, you know, as long as you're packaged and your bundle's coming in and we got these great rates, I can promise you when you text the word money to 232323, you're going to get the bad news, and that bad news is simultaneously good news. The bad news is you have been paying way too much for your homeowner's insurance for years. The good news is A-rated insurance is now here for you at a discounted rate, at a competitive rate. So text the word money to 232323 and let my friends at TGS Insurance start working for you to get you the lowest rates for A-rated insurance that they can. TGSinsurance.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Hey, Twitch. Look, Twitch is going up right now. Twitch, welcome in. 713-780-3776. We'll get in on the chat here. Whatever you want to tell us, you can go to ESPN. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. All right, let's finish up. Kansas City, what'd you think of
it? Kansas City's draft.
Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey.
It's okay. Solid. Let me see.
Well, they didn't have many picks. They had six picks.
Yeah, Josh Kando was too early. That's a guy with some injury concerns. Bolton's a good player. Creed Humphrey's a longtime starter for him. Love Cornell Powell in the fifth round. And actually love Trey Smith. He's got blood clots, which is the reason why he, in his lungs, which, was it in his lungs? He's got blood clots, not in his lungs. Blood clots, which is why he fell to the sixth round, pick 226. If not, he would have been probably an early third rounder. But he fell all the way to the late sixth. That's a good lottery pick.
Yeah.
It's a good scratch-off ticket. I mean, if they can keep him, look, he can only practice so many times per week for the rest of his career. So you can forget that. He's not going to be able to practice that much.
Can't take blood thinners? And
they're managing it at Tennessee. They just can't. Like, he's just not going to be able to practice a lot.
The Vegas Raiders. Leatherwood. Morick.
Yeah.
Kuntz.
Not a
Diablo.
Huge, not a huge fan. I think they drafted. Well, you don't want to get too caught up in where guys got drafted. You want to see if they're going to be players. Leatherwood's got a chance to be a decent player. Merrick, I like. Kuntz is a hard-playing guy. I don't think he's the answer for them at defensive end. Divine Diablo, you have to have. I think they're going to play him at linebacker. He's a safety at Virginia Tech, so now he's going to have to learn a new position. Tyree Gillespie is okay. Nate Hobbs is okay. I just thought all the way around, Raiders had a blah C draft.
The Chargers, Slater, Samuel, Josh Palmer, Trey McKitty.
Really good draft for them.
Chris Rumpf. What about your boy Chris Rumpf?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of McKitty that much, but Slater, Samuel, Palmer, McKitty, Rumpf, Brendan Hymus, Nick Neiman, Larry Roundtree, and Mark Webb. I think every pick will make the draft and will make the roster for them. And then Hymus is going to be a solid backup and potential swing tackle. Chris Rumpf is going to be one of the most – you mark my words, Chris, there are going to be a lot of teams who are sad they let Chris Rumpf get to the fourth round. And one of my favorite – like, Rashawn Slater and Asante Samuel are immediate starters. Josh Palmer is really solid. But I think a guy that's also interesting is Nick Neiman. And I'll tell you why. Nick Neiman's tape and his workout were
– linebacker from Iowa.
This is pretty good. But he has a chance to be a special teams monster. They were the historically bad special teams. So that's a team where you start looking at how they draft Mark Webb in the seventh, Nick Neiman in the sixth. These are guys that you want to play on special teams and help your special teams. Mark Webb is a safety slash corner from Georgia who's big, and Nick Neiman can really run and hit. You can't be terrible on special teams.
Well, the Texans proved that. Everybody they got this offseason is a special teams. That third team is awfully important.
Yep.
Okay. More important, apparently, than offense and defense. The Rams. Tutu Atwell. Ernest Jones. Bobby Brown. You like him?
Tutu Atwell, no good. Listen, do you know that Tutu Atwell measured? So he's listed in a one, like at 160, which is already super light.
He's a wide receiver out of Louisville, by the way.
His next measurement at wherever it was, I don't know if it was Senior Bowl or wherever it was, he was 155. Do you know what he was at the medical combine? 149 pounds.
No. What?
They just drafted a 149-pound player in the second round.
Wow.
They drafted a player who's 149 pounds. Astonishing to me. Ernest Jones, linebacker, maybe a little bit early. I love Bobby Brown in the fourth round for them. I love Robert Rochelle in the fourth round. I love Jacob Harris in the fourth round. After that, it's just kind of yawn. They drafted a 149-pound player.
The Dolphins, Waddle, Jalen Phillips. Okay, Dell, which players did you get from the Texans? Now, name all of the players.
All right, you're counting guys that they traded the Texans pick and got more picks, right?
So what did you get? So it's not done yet, though, because you got a pick next year, too.
Yeah, San Francisco's pick next year.
Right. So what have you gotten so far?
And 2023. I think
you have last year you got.
And a third rounder. Last year, Noah Igbinoghene, who's a backup perimeter corner. They have Byron Jones and Xavier Howard, so he's not going to get a lot of time. He's not a slot guy for them right now. Jalen Waddle from this year. I think there's some mid-round pick. Now, they made multiple trades, so they second-round pick this year was Javon Holland. So that's another guy.
And you know what Holland can do? I made this point on our draft grade show. Holland plays safety and a lot of slot corner. Who did you used to have who you no longer have, and you got a first for, who did that?
Oh, crying-ass Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. This is their new Minkah. They're trying to find another Minkah, a safety with slot corner cover skills, and that's what Holland is. I like Holland. Some people in the league don't like him as much. Man, I think this dude is a player. I liked Holland. Miami knows what they're doing. I'd go work for Chris Greer. Chris Greer's smart. The Miami Dolphins are way better than the Texans.
Their
operational understanding of how things work are
that's dumb.
Their ownership, everything about the Dolphins is substantially better than the Texans. No, and it makes me disgusted.
So the total players so far, also a guy Lance didn't like, but started more than Lance expected, Solomon Kinley. So they got a starter, the two guys from last year, Noah Igbinoghene and Solomon Kinley. One's a starter on the line, another is a backup boundary corner. This year, as we mentioned, Waddle and Javon Holland. So currently, They have a 2022 third round pick to fill out, a 2022 fourth round pick, and a 2023 first round pick. So they still have three picks that parlayed from the Tunsil draft, trade, and they likely have three starters already. Or if Holland will be either starting, maybe they trade Bob McCain or dump him, but that's a guy who will play a lot. And Jalen Waddle as well. And still three picks to make. And who knows who they trade those guys
Shut
for.
Shut up. I'm done with you.
You asked.
You know why I asked.
Yeah, those are not your picks. Like, you wouldn't have had all those picks.
No, you wouldn't have.
Because you wouldn't have traded them for all the sweet picks that they became. You wouldn't have had
anyone.
No,
but that's what they got.
But at least you would have had.
But you got Laremy Tunsil, and they don't.
There's an example.
Now, they can't protect Tua.
Yeah. How are you going to protect Tua now?
Yeah.
You mean with all the linemen they've invested time? Yeah, you're right. Laremy Tunsil, all that.
Austin Jackson,
how are you
going to
protect Deshaun?
All that protecting of Deshaun. How much did he get hit last year? And how much did he get?
Well, what do you consider a hit?
Did he not have?
You know, I messed up. What I should have said, how many times did he get touched last year? And then you can make all the jokes you want. Then you can make all
it's
the
hot
jokes.
In this room. This itches.
It is.
Hey. This towel's itchy.
It's hot. It's hot.
Hey. Hey, it's super hot in here. Hey.
Let's put a napkin on himself.
That's his towel.
Threw it off. Well, Deshaun's towel is no bigger than that napkin.
It's probably itchy and hot. Got to get rid of it.
And then he started. Stop it. Minnesota, Christian Darrisaw, Kellen Mond, 66 pick. Did you like him there?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
I do.
Chaz Surratt?
The instincts are way off. He's a former quarterback, but he's pretty much can't miss because even if he doesn't become a great player, he'll become an all-pro special team.
Is he a physical guy? I heard Bart Scott taking shots at him a little bit for not be, you can't be a linebacker.
He's not a take-on guy. Yeah. He's 220 some odd pounds. He's not a take-on guy. I was telling you, I don't know that he's going to be an NFL linebacker. He doesn't have good instincts. He's just not big enough. He's physical. He just doesn't have size to go with it. But he will be a great special
team
player. Will
his brother, who did not get drafted, be better? Sage Surratt, I don't believe, got drafted
at
all.
No, because he can't run and separate.
Yeah, well, that's a problem. New England, Mac Jones, Christian Barmore, Ronnie Perkins. He's not as athletic as I.
He's not.
I like Ronnie. I like Ronnie, though.
Do you?
Yeah, but he's not really nearly as athletic as you think.
No, he's not. But what about
Stevenson?
Yeah, see, they got some. Actually, I thought New England. I mean, Nick's gone. All of a sudden, I thought their draft was better.
Oh God.
Well, Barmore fell right into their lap. Barmore fell into their lap.
38th
I mean, that's
overall.
That's not working hard.
One of the best defensive tackle in the draft at
but
38.
Cameron McGrone in the fifth round has a chance to be a third linebacker, maybe become a second linebacker. Trey Nixon is getting a seventh. And Will Sherman, these are guys who could make the team. I thought they actually did okay.
The Saints, Peyton Turner, Pete Werner, Paulson Adebo.
I don't like their draft.
Paulson Adebo?
I like Paulson Adebo. I think Peyton's got a shot.
Book?
What a heartbreaking selection. Ian Book in the fourth round. Imagine having a 6-foot-tall, 205-pound quarterback with a slow release and a pop gun arm and thinking, this guy was a great winner in college.
He's Rich Gannon, Lance.
Oh, he could be. The Giants, did you see what...
The Mr. Trade? David Gettleman?
No, yeah. Well, Kadarius Toney...
Call him by his real name, John. Young Joker.
Young Joker.
Yeah, no.
Del, you said you won't play any Young Joker.
I have
music.
There's a promo in the system about Young Joker, but no music getting played. Okay.
Did you see what Urban Meyer said
about who?
Urban Meyer
was heartbroken.
He was so disappointed. He instead of Etienne, he wanted Kadarius.
He admitted
Toney.
That?
He admitted. He said if he was heartbroken when Kadarius
Etienne's like.
Hey, what the hell?
About me? Yeah. No. Wow, I'm surprised. He really said that?
He said that.
That he couldn't get his hands on Young Joka?
Yeah.
Young Joka is talented. Kadarius Toney's really talented. Where did he end up going? He went to New York? What could possibly go on
there?
Yeah,
that's the Giants. Aziz Ojulari.
Let me tell you what you didn't want. Young Joka, Kadarius Toney in Florida. You better pray every day, Urban, that he wasn't available
to you. Urban's pretty used to having some questionable character, okay, in Florida.
I know, he was at Florida.
And guess what he did?
Oh,
win.
You're going to act like he's the guy that had Chris Rainey who said told a girl it's time to die, or that you had a double murderer, Aaron Hernandez. You're going to tell me he had these guys?
Percy Harvin.
And Kadarius, and Kadarius Toney is questionable to you?
You think Urban's like, this guy's a choir boy.
What?
He raps? Okay, whatever.
Whatevs.
Not well, by the way.
The Jets.
Giants draft.
Why did they trade up for Vera
Actually,
Tucker?
Giants draft was this one.
Why did the Jets trade up
because
for Vera
they
Tucker?
Love him and they think he can be because they're trying to protect.
Did they have to trade up?
Yeah.
They did?
Oh, they had to. He wasn't going to make it to them. Yep.
What about Elijah Moore? You like him? So I love Michael Carter.
But he could have been a Dolphin. There's an outside chance that Elijah Vera Tucker could have been a Dolphin. He could have been a Raider. You could have had somebody else trading up for him. Yeah, they needed to trade up. They got a good one. I think the Jets might have had my favorite draft of all.
Really?
And I'm not a Zach Wilson huge fan, but I get it. Vera Tucker is rock solid. Elijah Moore is an absolute. They just stole him. Michael Carter, really good.
I love that.
Michael Carter.
They
from
got
Duke.
Two Michael Carters.
Yeah, Michael Carter.
Too
from
many
Duke.
Michael Carters.
It happened. We got to go to break. It happened. I was watching when they picked Michael Carter because, you know, Dolphins might take a running back or whatever. And they actually, the B-roll from ESPN was the second Michael Carter, the one they took around later. And apparently they were like, did we pick the wrong guy? Because the B-roll flashed, like, wait a minute, I guess they had them both on the list. Did we can in the wrong card?
Oh, the oh, team my did? The team got
no,
scared?
The team thought they handed
no,
in the
no,
wrong
no,
card.
No. Running back!
Yeah, and then they went and drafted the other guy around later.
Just to make sure.
I guess they wanted both of them.
That we got both.
They
of
wanted them both, but in one
get
of the
other
fourth,
Michael
the
Carter to make sure.
9:31 ESPN. We'll finish up this draft, and then we'll get back to the Texans on the other side. But we got Lance here, draft expert, NFL draft expert, working for NFL.com. Right now, though, we got Jeff Aronoff. He is a fixer-upper expert. He is a guy who is going to fix up your home. And I was talking about this weekend, is that you just can't have your house and do nothing for all of this time. Have you fixed up your countertops, your cabinets, your flooring, your walls, whatever it is, if you have not, your vanities, your outdoor, your patio, your kitchen, whatever it is, you have to fix it up. And if you don't, then your house is going to lose value, because if you think that, oh, well, no problem, I'm just going to let it go for 10, 20 years without doing anything, dude, you are sorely mistaken when you're going to try to cash in on that house, because it ain't selling. You ain't getting the price that you want for it. Or you think, well, it's just going to increase. No, it's not going to increase in value. It's going to be awfully difficult to sell. So call Jeff Aronoff and fix it up. Absolute Marble and Granite. They only do big jobs. You're looking for that big job. Give my man Jeff a call. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 9:35. Let's finish up, Lance. Okay, so we've gotten through most of the draft. Let's get to Philadelphia, Devontae, Landon Dickerson, Milton Williams.
Good draft. So all three of those guys love football more than anything in life. They're extremely committed to winning. That's what you want to build around. I thought they had a good draft. I think that's – you got good football players. Now, Milton's undersized. Devontae Smith's undersized. And Landon Dickerson has injury history. So, you know, factor that in for what it matters. But they got three guys who are good players who love the game and are going to work to get better.
Pittsburgh, Najee Harris.
Yep.
Freiermuth. Kendrick Green, Buddy Johnson out of A&M.
Yep.
Loudermilk.
Mm-hmm.
You like the draft?
The first four you mentioned are all great Steelers. Like they fit the Steeler way. Kendrick Green will step right in as a center who can really move. He's extraordinarily athletic. He's a good selection to take over for Marquise Pouncey now that Pouncey's gone. And I like that. Buddy Johnson, tough guy.
I like him.
Fun linebacker to watch. Better than I expected when I watched him on tape. Maybe a backup. Maybe a starter. Will be a good special teams player. Will fit the Steelers mold. I think he's better than Vince Williams when Vince came out, and Vince was the starter for them. So, you know, I think Buddy was a great pick. And then Najee Harris and Freiermuth is going to be their next Heath Miller type. And then, you know, Najee is just a really good player.
Did they do enough? Because their offensive line was a problem. Have they done enough?
No, they hadn't done enough. But they also know they're not going to fix it in 1 year. So,
San Francisco, Trey Lance, Aaron Banks, Trey Sermon.
Aaron Banks is interesting because that guy doesn't move all that great. So I'm not sure if
he's a guard.
Well, but San Francisco runs outside zone, mm-hmm. wide zone, which is Kyle Shanahan staple. I mean, you got to get on the move. Now, they ran some of that at Notre Dame. So he's got some on tape. So maybe they think he's good enough to do it. But that's still a little unusual, even though I think he's more of a mauler. I love the Trey Lance pick. And here's why. That's how we're going for the championship pick. Kyle Shanahan got close with San Francisco. He got close with Atlanta. And he's basically saying, swing the bat. If this guy ends up being as good as I think he will in my offense, we don't care about losing a couple other first-rouners because we've got a bunch of players on our roster. If they miss on them, they're screwed. So he's going to swing the bat.
And the smoke screen there was the best that we've seen.
But why? Once again, so we did a show on Friday.
Right.
Why, which was one of the best radio shows that I've ever been a part of on Friday, our two-hour sprint.
Yeah.
It was the best. Why?
Well, the best. Would they you smoke? Saying it's the best afternoon show we've ever done here on this station?
Are you saying it's the best afternoon show ever done on the station?
On this station.
In the city?
The best afternoon show ever done.
In the city,
ever.
Maybe?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one. Mm-hmm. It's a small sample size. But AJ? Like we said there, what's the point
Hear
of
that?
Why are you smoke screen? What's the point of smoke screening?
Well,
except that Roger,
maybe the league wanted them to do
the
that.
The league wanted some
intrigue.
The league did want some intrigue at yeah. three.
Yeah.
Do you think Chris Sims was in on it? Was part of the smoke screen?
Who did he pick there? Who did he say they were getting?
This whole time, you know, Kyle's his best friend the entire time he's been. I think Kyle Shanahan lied to him. But I think this entire. Because you know what, Aaron. You know Aaron Taylor. Right?
He
Do you remember
it was
going to
be
Taylor?
Fields, didn't he? What did Chris Sims say?
No, the whole time he's been Mac Jones.
Oh, it's been Mac Jones.
And everyone thought, this guy's best friends with him.
Yeah.
So Aaron Taylor told me this before the draft even started. We were talking about the draft. And Aaron Taylor is a former tackle for the Green Bay Packers. He used to be on the afternoon show with Sean and John. He's on CBS Sports now. And he's the guy who started the Joe Moore Awards. And so we were talking about the draft. And this is before it ever started. He said, who do you think is going to go at three? I said, I think it's going to be Mac Jones. I think it should be Trey Lance, but I think it's going to be Mac. He goes, man, I don't know. I said, why do you say that? He goes, well, I was at Alabama's second pro day. We were doing we were bringing the Joe Moore Award in, offloading it, or maybe either at the first or second Alabama pro day for Mac Jones. And I guess it was just, they only had one, right? Did Mac have one or two?
Two.
I know Alabama had two.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's the second one. He said John Lynch was there, and he goes, hey, John, what do you think, man, about you guys? He said, you like Mac Jones that much? He goes, I like Mac Jones, but he goes, three first-round picks? Like Mac Jones? He goes, no. That's a lot to like Mac Jones. And all I could think of was, well, probably he's lying to Aaron, like he doesn't want that getting out. It turns out it's just one football guy talking to another like, oh, well. No. No, we don't like Aaron. No, we don't like Mac Jones three first-round picks enough. No, I think he let it slip to Aaron Taylor what he really thought. And then because the smoke had been planted so heavily, I didn't know what to think anymore. I just thought. And then the action moved late. I'm going to be serious here. The odds makers should get a hold of me and consult with me on draft stuff because they're going to be screwed. Vegas, the more gambling starts happening on this draft stuff, they're going to be screwed because their numbers are always based on, their point spreads are based on data that they can work off of. This is all conjecture. They have no idea. And they're sitting there.
And they hear rumors and they move guys.
Yeah, all on rumors. They probably got their asses kicked. There was so much late action coming in on Trey Lance that Vegas got buried on late Trey Lance action. I couldn't have helped them on that one because I got fooled too. But there's other ones like over-under for offensive lineman pick, 6.5. That was never going to be 6.5. That number should have been 5.5.
Yeah.
Like, it was a terrible number. So get at your boy for $100,000. I will work with you as a consultant.
Whoa, always looking for an 100 G annual like Daryl McDaniel. You want 100K annually?
Yeah. Seattle. I'm trying to save them money, Dell.
Seattle, Dwayne Eskridge, Trey Brown, and Stone Forsythe. That's it. Three picks.
Me had three picks. Zo, what did you do with it?
Get to work.
Well, you got a speed guy.
Why did you spend a whole offseason, Zo, doing nothing?
Did he trade multiple first rounders
Lord. But why did he even have to show up there? I mean, Zo, get to work.
He still has to work.
Do something.
Why did the Texans show
up? They stole the tackle. That's one of the biggest steals of the draft. Six round, Stone Forsythe is going to be a longtime starting tackle, and that is going to end up being a – now teams will tell you he's a little soft, and that's the reason, just his personality is a little soft. But I think he's talented, and I think he's going to end up being a good player for Seattle, a good starter.
And apparently they had – now, they traded up in the sixth round to get him, but the story's out there that they had tried to move up multiple times to get this guy. That's how much they liked him and were afraid.
He's a good player.
Tampa, Joe Tryon.
Oh, and Jared Hocker from Texas A&M went there, who has a chance to be a starter. Tamarion Terry, who frankly is third or fourth round talent. He's like a third round talent, but he must be a real creep. I don't know his background, and I know he kind of quit on the team too.
Yeah, he did though.
But I was told, don't even worry about him. He ain't getting drafted. He's pretty good on tape.
Tampa, Tryon, Trask, Hainsey, Darden, Britt, Grant Stewart. Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Just
contrast to me will never be a a plus NFL starter. Darden, tiny little guy. Who was their first round pick?
Tryon,
a little bit of a reach there. He's also got an injury issue. And love it.
Yeah.
Didn't love what they
did. And Washington. We got Davis, Cosme.
Jamin Davis?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the Jamin linebacker.
Davis.
Yeah.
Jamin Davis, Sam Cosby, there's two starters. Who else?
St. Juice.
Yeah.
De'Ami Brown.
Yep.
John Bates.
Nope.
No. Derek Forrest, Cheeseman, Bradley King, Tony, and Dax Milne.
It's just okay.
Okay.
Anytime you can get a Mormon 6 foot slot wide receiver in a seventh round, you fire. That's Dax Milne.
Where do you have Gunnar Romney?
Well, was he number five? Yeah.
You saw me busted Houston's ass.
Yeah, he busted Houston's ass.
Yeah, Dax Milne put two touchdowns on Houston.
Shouldn't I welcome him to the club of busting Houston's ass?
What?
Congratulations for doing that.
It.
You got one, Jared Doakes. I think he probably did.
Yeah,
Houston.
I'm sure he Dax ran through Milne. Them, too.
Oh, I love their draft.
Where's Gunnar Romney going to get drafted next year, whenever he's eligible?
The next one.
Yeah.
He's
and another one.
Watch Dax Milne turn into a great
because
player.
Because he lit up Houston?
Yeah, because he lit up the Cougs. That's right.
Only great players light
That's
up the Cougs.
That's it.
I should go down the list of guys who've lit up the Cougs and see how great they've been.
944 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We take your calls. We get back to the Texans, and then we'll talk some Astros baseball after Lance leaves, after you say goodbye to Lance.
Well, someone will say goodbye.
Somebody will say
goodbye. You know who I don't want to say goodbye to just yet? The Rocket season.
The Rocket season. You know why? Because guess what? Oh, they got a big Cinco de Mayo. It's coming up. Cinco de Mayo is coming up, and you, my friends, can enjoy a wonderful how about Zion Williamson is coming to town? Ever see Zion? No. So guess what? You can see him. That is going to – listen, you are going to love seeing – well, it won't be Zion so much as it will be Philadelphia.
Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are coming to town?
So Joel Embiid –
look what you could have had, Rockets, Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Guess what? All you got to do – well, don't do that. All you got to do is go to Rockets.com, and you, my friends, can get – Oh, how about this? Well, groups of two, okay? Tickets could be purchased in groups of two or four. And for as low as $30 per person, you're going to receive a ticket to the game, a blue H-Town margarita, and a quesadilla. Now, all you got to do is go to Rockets.com, before it's too late, and get your Cinco de Mayo tickets, $30 per person. That's as low as $30 per person. Of course, you can upgrade, and you can sit lower, and you can have a big time, but you're going to get blue margaritas, and you're going to get a quesadilla because it's going to be Cinco de Mayo, and you're going to have a good time. You're going to be watching the Rockets. Hey, you just saw Kevin Porter put up. You got, I mean, you got Christian Wood. You got Tate. You got a wonderful, wonderful time had by all on Cinco de Mayo. Have yourself the big time. As low as $30, you're going to have a wonderful time watching Rockets basketball at Rockets.com.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. 948-713-780-3776. Ocho's been waiting. Let's get him in here. We got through our entire draft. He wants to talk about that. Go back to the Arizona draft. What do you say, Ocho?
Hey, what's going on, John? Hey, Lance, I got three quick questions for you before you go. And we'll just take them one at a time. Can Rondale Moore, 5'7", 4'2", 40, can he be Kyler Murray's Tyreek Hill?
Can he be his what?
His Tyreek Hill.
I mean, I wish I could see more. The best he's ever played was 2018. It was a long time ago. So, I don't know. Nah, that's too much to ask. He's not Tyreek Hill. That's not. No, he can't be his Tyreek Hill.
Okay, question number two. In 2019, Arizona drafted Isabella two picks ahead of DK Metcalf. This year, they passed on Terrence Marshall and took Rondale Moore. Are they making a mistake? Same mistake.
I mean, it's one of those things that can get the GM fired, yeah, for sure. They need some success because if you look back and look at Kime's draft, I mean, Isaiah Simmons, too. If Simmons doesn't become a player, that's going to be a scary one. Shoot, Kyler Murray's got to become a player. I mean, Kyler's had his moments, but Kyler
Murray's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay, well, I guess I'll wait for you on that.
Don't worry about it.
But Kyler's really going to have to step up this year. But it's the smallest combination in the history of football. There's never been one smaller than Kyler Murray to Rondale Moore, by the way. Andy Isabella was a massive miss. To miss on DK Metcalf was almost inexcusable. And then if Terrace Marshall had medical issues, so you could understand maybe passing on Terrace Marshall if your medicals weren't right on him. So there's the difference there.
The greatest quarterback
of all time.
Jeez. Texas high school quarterback, maybe.
No, he absolutely was the greatest Texas high school.
So maybe if he added a little bit more to that sentence, he'd be right.
Right. No, you know. So back to the Texans, and I know there are a ton of people just pissed off. You're amongst them. I'm not nearly as pissed. If they love Davis Mills,
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed because I just think this is a waste of a draft. I thought the way that you handled it, you didn't get the best value out of it. You didn't go get yourself some potential starters at positions and needs. This draft had no, I didn't think there was any rhyme or reason to it. It had no rhythm to it. It had no identity. I think that Nick Caserio, he'll never admit this, and he'll probably hate me, and I don't care. I want them to do well. But the bottom line is, in 3 years, he's going to wish he had this draft back. He's going to say, you know what? It's my first draft by myself. I did some things I wish I could take back. I don't feel like I had a great draft. And that's normal. Ballard said his first draft was like that. He said he got done with the draft and he realized, God dang it, I did not do this draft right. But he learned from it. He just says, I wish I would have handled it better.
I like the idea of, no, I'm not crazy about trading up, but I like the idea of, we realize we've got a bunch of little people at wide receiver. We need a big guy. Yeah. I like that.
And I like Nico. I thought he's a mid-second rounder, so I love Nico Collins.
Yeah.
I don't love trading two draft picks to move up and get him when you maybe could have had him with the first pick of the third round and then just wait and see if Davis Mills starts to fall, because I understand the other two quarterbacks had gone just ahead of him, but it's actually irrelevant. The Texans love Davis Mills.
Right.
They won't tell you they do, but the way that they responded where they wouldn't even trade back after the other two quarterbacks went right in front of them, even with all this draft capital on the way, even with Tyrod Taylor and Ryan Finley, who you just traded a six-rounder for Ryan Finley to be a backup, you still drafted him. They love Davis Mills, and they think he can become a quarterback. And I'm hoping I'm wrong and they're right, because that's better for the city of Houston.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm wrong.
And I'm going to tell everybody, I mean, everybody's up in arms. How do you know he's not a player? How do you know he can't play?
Oh, he can. He's got some ability.
He's got some ability.
He's just only played 11 games.
Yeah. How do you know he's not going to be good?
But isn't
it are you the same guy that booed when they picked JJ?
But are you supposed to just sit and not react?
Well, I don't. Here's the deal is.
Yeah, get your pom-poms, pizza boy.
I didn't say that. I mean,
no, I'm not saying.
That means. Yeah. No, I'm just saying for people who don't like it, are they supposed to sit back and go, you know what, let's see. Or are they supposed to care?
Yeah, I guess, but how do you
know? It's a tale as old as time.
My thing is I'm up in arms about what, why?
Because there's no trust. There's no trust with this organization.
Well, this is a new administration, though. I mean, you have to trust
Cal. No, you don't.
You have to trust Cal.
Nick Caserio,
why are you just trying to?
Nick Caserio, I trust that he knows football. I just, listen.
Except you don't like this draft at all.
I'm a little bit nervous about these last several drafts at New England. And he came in with a draft that I didn't think had a lot of focus to it. And so, I put hours and hours into this stuff. I've studied it. I'm not going to say I'm right or whatever, but I do put more time into the average person. And I talk to other teams who build teams much better than what the Texans have. And when they look at this and say, man, all these teams like the quarterback too. They all like Mills, and they kind of felt the same way I did. Like, not really sure why the Texans are in on that, unless they're hoping not to have to draft a quarterback in the future.
Well, right. Well, no, but if they went into this draft and said, man, if Davis Mills is there at 67, we are taking him no matter what. We love that guy. I don't know why you would love him.
I'm not sure why. They do, apparently.
But with all of their quarterback problems, and you know what? Let's throw it against the wall. Now, if Davis Mills sits all year,
that's what I brought up.
That is a huge mistake.
It better be a coherent plan where the expectation is that he plays and plays quite a bit.
Now, maybe not right away.
It doesn't have to be right away.
But it's week 6, 7, 8. You better see, there better be some Davis Mills.
When the inevitable happens.
If he sits all year long behind Tyrod.
When you're 2-4 or whatever it is, 1-5, whatever the record is, when that inevitability, when that happens and you figure out, okay, we're not good. He better play. I'm not even comfortable with him being inactive for the first how many weeks, because that's a possibility that they just say, we're just going to put you on ice and let Ryan Finley be the backup for the first couple weeks.
I'm not happy with that either.
Shut up, Dell.
What?
Stop saying Ryan Finley's name out loud like he's Beetlejuice.
They just traded for him. So they must have liked him somewhat.
I mean, so
that's what doesn't make sense to me. You traded a draft pick for Ryan Finley, and you got Tyrod on a backup/low-end starter deal.
I don't think they value sixth rounders.
They don't value a lot of stuff.
Why are you throwing it away?
Because you can go and get a free agent.
Then do that.
And you know what? You can go find a special teams guy. And the free agent market. They found a boatload of them.
Go get a special.
They did. That's what they did.
Go get a backup quarterback who you don't have to give up picks for. That wasn't possible?
Yeah. Is that possible?
F that draft. This draft sucks. I hate it. I hate the whole front office. F Toro and Clay Walker. What?
Well, Toro, well, I guess.
Art, stop.
Yeah. Lance McCullers did a great job this
weekend. Oh, yeah. He was supposed to get to the Astros, right?
Yeah. Lance McCullers balled out again. Four of his five games have been strong. Lance McCullers is killing it. You're welcome. And you know what? If you want to kick into his Patreon, you can do that.
Why does he need a Patreon?
For people who are haters of his $85 million deal who now are going to have to say, you know what? I made a huge mistake. Mm. I shouldn't have been saying that. John Granato, he's got a Patreon account or a Cash App account. If you want to send him a little something, put on his books.
So if and I want to hear all of you when Davis Mills turns out to be a and he's taking him to the Super Bowl. Then I want to hear all of you.
You mean as like a team trip or actually, you know,
no.
winning games?
Here's the thing. I don't know how good he's going to be.
No.
I don't. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm not going to say what a bunch of idiots the day of the draft. You don't know.
You totally say stuff like that all the time.
I never said
that. You snap judgment about people.
Never.
And then change your mind later.
Never. I never, ever do.
Tell?
Ever.
Is he telling lies?
Of course he is.
No. When did I ever say on a draft day?
You allow
what a bunch of idiots.
He didn't say draft day. He said draft. Snap judgment.
Mario Williams? Were you a fan of the Mario pick?
No, I hated Mario. And guess what?
I hated Mario.
And guess what? I was right.
Well, you were wrong about compared what? To the other
I
guys.
I wanted Vince, and look at Vince. Look at him today.
Sure.
Yeah. Did Mario ever go driving around with a gun with chicken wings? No.
No, he got in trouble for driving at 130 through a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Yeah, it's a woman screaming in her car.
There's a better shot of, you know, us saying this to Davis Mills.
Bye, bitch.
Than him ever becoming the guy you think he can be. And also, Lance.
I feel bad for him. What?
Aren't you leaving?
Yeah, but why did you do it twice?
Well, one was for Davis Mills, and then the other one's for you.
So there.
No, they both counted. You can't just do it twice.
Yeah, I can't.
No, he did.
That's not the rules.
Like, do it three
actually,
times.
I can do, exactly, John. I can do it three times.
Bye, bitch.
Because you haven't left yet.
We're going to take a break. Top of the hour. If you've got thoughts on this, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.